From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Pope Francis has called for an immediate ceasefire in Syria. The previous international efforts to establish a ceasefire quickly eroded throughout the country's conflict that has stretched on for more than 5 years. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The Pope addressed the ongoing conflict during his weekly general audience at the Vatican Wednesday.
Con un senso di urgenza che rinnovo il mio appello implorando.
He said a halt in fighting should be put in place long enough for civilians, particularly children, to escape areas subject to bombings. The most recent attempt at a ceasefire was a short-lived U.S.-Russian brokered deal focusing on the battered northern city of Aleppo. Monitors said Tuesday Russian jets resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, killing more than 20 people. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Lawyers for Saleh Abdeslam, the main suspect in last year's devastating Paris terrorist attacks, said they will no longer defend him because of his own willingness to answer questions about his alleged involvement in the attacks. Frank Burton said Wednesday in an interview with France's BFM TV, said, "We don't think he will speak and he will use his right to remain silent. In that position, what would you like for us to do?" Abdeslam was arrested after a massive manhunt in Brussels, Belgium, 4 months after the Paris attacks took place. 12 people died in Myanmar's Rakhine State in recent clashes between armed men and troops on Wednesday, according to state media. 4 soldiers and 1 attacker were killed on Tuesday. Samsung Electronics Wednesday slashed its latest quarterly profit estimate by a third. It comes after the highly damaging recall crisis of the Galaxy Note 7. This is VOA News. Hong Kong rebel lawmakers swore, banged drums, and rallied against tyranny Wednesday. It happened when they took their oaths of office in the city's parliament as calls for a split from Beijing continue. The UN human rights chief said Wednesday that if elected for the next U.S. president, Donald Trump would be dangerous, and says some of Trump's comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture are deeply unsettling and disturbing. This is Zayed Riad al-Hussein.
If Donald Trump is elected on the basis of what he has said already, and unless that changes, I think it's without any doubt that he would be dangerous from an international point of view.
His comments come to reporters in Geneva a month after he said that the populist politicians like Trump and the Dutch nationalist Geert Wilders are using fear and the promise of a world that has never existed in order to gain appeal. The creepy clown phenomenon, which has been spooking people in the United States, appears to have arrived in the Netherlands after sightings of 2 people dressed in masks and bearing weapons, according to Dutch police today. One person was seen overnight on Monday, armed with a knife and a hammer, dressed in a costume and a scary clown mask near a park. Another one was seen Tuesday after being spotted earlier in the week by residents in a town close to Amsterdam. A new report reveals that the burden of malnutrition is equivalent to that experienced in a global financial crisis every year. The study also warns that people are malnutrition and there needs to be an improvement of diets. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
The study focused on how people's diets around the world are changing and how they are affecting their health and nutrition. Dr. Lawrence Haddad, Senior Research Fellow for the International Food Policy Research Institute, IFPRI, in the UK, is one of the researchers of the study. Dr. Haddad explains why urbanization is a big contributor of poor diets.
Many households don't have cooking facilities, so they have to buy food on the street, or they have to buy prepared foods that are ready to eat. It's produced with really unhealthy oils that are high in saturated and trans fats. It's got lots of sugar and salt in it to make it tasty and attractive.
Kim Lewis, VOA News, Washington.
Turkish police detained dozens of people, including pro-Kurdish party officials, accusing them of spreading propaganda for the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, according to a security source Wednesday. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.